Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure what's going on here. Hi, good afternoon. I hope, people are hearing me, but there is something going on here, and I can't hear a thing, okay? So, let me see what's happening here. I know I'm live. I know I'm on the air, and I hope that you can hear me because I can't hear a thing in my mic. My mic has gone completely blank on me. Okay, anyway, this afternoon, what I want to talk to you about, first of all, let's give thanks and praise that you are indeed, you're here, you're alive, you're well, you're breathing. The Heavenly Father blessed you to be here today. And for us to have, just for us to be connected again, all right? And just to be here. I just want to give thanks and praise for that privilege because, a lot of us, a lot of people didn't have that. That was taken from them, and they're not here with us, okay? But anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is the importance of validating each other. We're winding down the Black History Month. And I can see all the contribution, the great contribution that, the forerunners, all of their contribution to society, to science, to this, to that. And it's a wonderful thing to see all of that. But today, I'm just stepping back here for a minute. I have kind of designated today to be the National Day of Validation and Apology to each other. Because as Black people, people of color, and this is not a color show, but again, in a way, I'm a Black person, I'm speaking to my brothers and sisters. Of all the races that I can think of that needs validation and support is my race. Because my race, I'm a Black person. Okay, and I'm not trying to make this a racial ethnic show. That's not what my show is about. But today I'm talking about how we need to validate and support each other. You know why, I know why we need the extra support. And because of that, we have to get a little closer with each other in each other's spirit. We have to see how when we do wrong to each other, that the hurt, the burden that you're now placing on that person is already carrying a burden. That person's already carrying a burden. That person's already weighed down with bad histories from their past, bad childhood, bad parenting, bad encounters in school, names that they were called, things that were done to them. And we grow up and we struggle. Some of us were raised without a father. Not that the father was missing, he was pretty much alive there, but the father was not responsible enough to say, I am going to step up and show you that I care. So a lot of us were raised without the love and the support of a father. Some of us were raised with a mother who concentrated on just, I don't have time to hug you. I don't have time to say I love you. You better figure it out because I'm too busy. So a lot of us were never validated and bring into the arms of a loving parent. So we don't even know what that means. And so as we grow up, we've made mistakes. We marry people that did not have emotional maturity to say, you're wounded, I can see your pain, and so I am going to help you to overcome your hurts and your pain. I'm going to make a difference for you. I am going to make you feel worthy. I will do the things to build you, help you to build. No one can build your self-esteem for you, but I will do the things that will help you to feel better about your life, feel better about yourself. But a lot of us chose husbands, boyfriends, friends that did not have that spiritual maturity or understanding. You know, the worst thing you can do is pour a bunch of hurting people together. They're all hurting, and they're all just thrown together, and everybody's just saying, well, I got hurt, you got hurt, and I'm not putting myself out there like that. Oh, no, you're getting no, yeah, I'm not even. And everybody's just like a war. We're killing each other off emotionally, spiritually. We kill each other off. We burden each other down by adding more pain, more distresses. When we don't step up, we have to step up and we have to begin to validate each other. We have to begin to start treating each other differently. We talk about, and I've seen, you know, the postings on Facebook, stop killing each other. Black people with these signs, stop killing each other. But you know what? Guns kill people, yes. Knives kill people, yes. All of some of the things that we do and kill people, yeah. But there is another thing that we do that kills just as well. It kills people spiritually. It kills them emotionally. It kills them and they become ineffective. They're not as creative. They're not as bold. They're not as It's the things that we do to each other that just sucks the life out of each other, sucks their strength from them. And people say, no, you need to be stronger and you fight. Yes, but you know what? You're already fighting a whole bunch of other things. You're fighting in the workplace. You're fighting to keep a roof over your head. You're fighting for your food on the table. You're fighting for your health. You're fighting against difficult family members. You're fighting against difficult people that you encounter. And you're in this battle. And you know what? This battle becomes extremely distracting. You want to do good things. You want to write that good book. You want to do good things. You want to touch your community and make a difference in your community. But you're so weighed down and tired from the fight, the battle that you've got to fight every single day. And yes, we pray and we pray and we have faith. And yeah, we grow from that battle. We grow from the fights. We grow from the storms. We grow. And our faith is strengthened. But sometimes it just gets so draining. You wake up and you say, I am waking up in a spirit of forgiveness today. I'm going to forgive all the wrong things that have been done to me. I'm going to forgive the way how some people have caused me to feel. I'm going to forgive the lies that some people have told on me. I'm going to forgive it. But you know what would help in the process? If people would be, I will not use the word humble, if people would be kind enough in their spirit, if people would just say kindness, pick up their phones, send a text message, send an email, send something and say, I am sorry the way how I've treated you. I'm sorry the way how I've misjudged you. I'm sorry that I could not be what you wanted me to be. I'm sorry you thought that I was more serious of where we were going. I'm sorry that you thought more. I'm sorry that you invested so much in me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. By doing so, you are allowing a person to heal. I'm sorry the time when I had issues going on and I was not there to, I was not supportive of you. I just ignored you. I'm sorry that that time when you reached out to me. This is what I need you to pick up your phones and call someone or text somebody or email somebody. You all know you have people that you have hurt. You all know you have people that you just use them and abuse them and step over them. People who have been used and abused and you just step over them. People who have been lied on. People who are scarred. People who are bleeding. And you just, your behavior just open up the wound. You have the walking wounded. The walking wounded. And you can say, I am responsible because I caused that wound. I wound somebody. I hurt them. At the end of the day, maybe that person was not the greatest person that you've ever met. They were not the prettiest. They were not the smartest. They didn't have their act together. Whatever it is, whatever reason. Maybe they were doing things that were so new. But in spite of that, be the bigger person and say, I'm sorry how I treated you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Get on with your healing. Get on with your wellness. I'm sorry. And this will make a huge difference. You know, right now, doing the show, I'm thinking of some people that I knew in my past. Some people that I weren't all that kind to. Because wounded people can only wound other people. And so way back in my past, I was like a hurricane. I was like a hurricane. I was like a fire. Because I only knew what, how I was raised. I only knew to give back what I received. And yes, I have hurt people. I have hurt people. And the saddest thing for me is that I wish I knew how to reach every single person right now that I have caused hurt and say, I'm sorry. I didn't know any better. I was caught up into the cultural migration of bad thinking and bad habits and bad negativity. I didn't know any difference. I didn't know, I was just part of a cultural flow. This is how it flows. This is how it goes. This is how everybody do things. You hurt me, I hurt you harder. And you don't have time to say I'm sorry because no one has ever said I'm sorry to you. So people don't know that it's important to reach out and to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the tears that you cry. I'm sorry for the pain I cause you. I'm sorry for the times that you couldn't sleep because I made you feel so badly. I'm sorry for some things I said, some things I make you feel. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know that you were that deep into this. I didn't know. I didn't know you took me so seriously. I didn't know you didn't know it was just passing through. I didn't know you were not part of the culture that was just hit it and miss it and move on. I didn't know. I didn't know that you had invested your spirit and your soul into this. I didn't know. And I'm sorry. So for you, go to my show. At the end of the show, you can always access the show. You can always go there. You can listen to it. And pick up your phone. Pick up your phone because there's somebody in that phone. There's someone that you know. Find a way to reach out to that person and say, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to bring you back into my life. I'm not trying to say, I'm sorry, I'm coming back. I'm gonna rekindle this thing. I'm gonna restart this thing. I'm gonna kickstart this thing. Just say sorry. But you know what? Even for the people that you're not able to touch personally today or whatever day, whatever time you decide to do this, pray for those people. Say, Heavenly Father, please forgive me for the hurt that I've caused some people. Because it's kind of impossible to reach to every person we've ever hurt. We've lived a life. For every person that we spoke unkindly to, it doesn't have to be a relationship that went sour. I remember one morning I went into a business place and I had a really bad night. Oh God, I was having a bad night. And I was really thirsty. I was sleep deprived and I was angry. And I walked there, couldn't find the woman. And I wanted to pay for my stuff so I could leave. And after about 20 minutes of just trying to find her, she came from around the corner with the phone stuck to her face. And I'm thinking, I just want to pay for my purchase and leave. And you're walking around nonchalantly just chatting on the phone in the corner. So I mentioned that to her. Normally, I would just let it go. Needless to say, I was not that nice to her. Well, I didn't curse her out. I just said, you're being irresponsible. I mean, you just on the corner and company time taking care of your calls and people lining up here waiting for you. Normally, I would let it go, but I was not very nice about that. And I thought of it. I thought of it after. And I'm thinking this could have been in a crisis that this woman is on the phone with her mother. They could have been having a crisis and she had to take this call. But I didn't think like that. I just thought, I am tired. My head hurts. My back hurts. Every part of me was in pain. And I just need to buy my stuff and leave the store. And here you are in the corner. So I thought about myself and my discomfort. It never occurred to me to say, she was on the phone with her mother, she says. Maybe there's a crisis. I should have offered, okay, I'll pray for you later. I did not go there. I went in my flesh. Convenience to me. And I'm going to let you know about it. And I thought, no, you did it the wrong way. You did it the wrong way. And someone, I mentioned it to a woman. She says, well, you should call the company and report her. And I said, no. No. I already misstepped and I already did the wrong thing by the way how I spoke to her. Because sometimes we just don't know what people are dealing with. We see them at work. We see them with their phone. We see them going through life. We just don't know what is flowing in their lives. We just don't know what they're having to deal with. We just don't know what report. We just don't know what the mother is dealing with. We just don't know. So, you know, before we just jump to conclusion and just say, well, you're inconveniencing me. Oh, you're not my type. Oh, I just don't want you. I mean, I was just hitting it and skipping it. And before we go there, say, how am I adding wound to this person? Am I adding more pain to this person's rather painful life already? See, we have to be very careful how we deal with people. We have to be very careful how we walk around people. I dealt with a group of people last year, and this person did me some favor, did me a great favor, helped me out a great deal. But this person had a habit of always trying to remind me, bringing up the situation to me that they helped me from. So they were not trying to allow me, they didn't want me to be healed from it. They wanted to use what they did to help me out of it, to control me, to always bring it, they always brought me back to that situation. At least 3-4 times a month, for no reason at all, they would just bring it up. How does it feel not to be in that situation? How does it feel to be away from that situation? How does it feel to be able to do this, this, and that, bringing me back to that situation? And this went on for the duration of my encounter with them. And I'm saying, this is real cruelty. This is, whatever you did not come from a place of kindness and compassion. It came from something else. And because you're not, whatever it is that you hope to gain from this, you're not realizing it. So now you're trying to use it to wound me. And I'm saying, you're really pretending to be a kind person. You're really not, because you're using this to wound me. And this was like a frequent thing. And they would make little comments. And they would say to me, you need to be humble. You need to be more humble. I'm like, oh my gosh, how much more humble can I get? But people, when they tell you that you need to be more humble, by being humble, it means you need to be submissive to whatever they suggest to you, whatever techniques they're using to control you. Because when people can control you, they lead and control you, they can do whatever they want to do with you. Okay? So I would not ask those people to tell me that they're sorry for what they did. I brought that up. For a reason. There is no point in saying to those people, you know, even though you did so and so and so, you were actively trying to wound me. I didn't let it wound me though, because I knew why they were doing it. I knew what they were trying to accomplish. So I didn't let it sink into me. I didn't let it take hold into me. It didn't have to take hold on me. The reason why I bring this up, we frequently run into people with bad intentions. And people with bad intention will cover up their bad intention with, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Well, I call those a python spirit. They will wrap themselves around you, pretending to be good people when they in fact, they have no goodness in them. They're just trying to wrap themselves or curl themselves around you. Until such a time when they can kill you off. When they're through with you, you're not humble, you're just useless, you're just dead. But let's not be those kinds of people. Let's be the kind of people that go out of our way to validate other people, make them feel good. Before we speak, think, if I say this, how will it, what's the impact in this person? How will I make them feel? Let's not be people who wish just to unravel each other. You know what an unravel is? Just take you apart. My words going to take you apart. I encountered a woman 2 years ago, and I heard she has a way how she looked at people and the way how she carried herself. And, you know, she's just a bully. She's a professional bully, just a bully. And a woman told me she encountered this woman in a store, one of those dollar stores, and the woman literally pushed her out of the way. Get out of my way. And she's saying, you're nothing. I'm all this. So she just pushed her out of the way. Just a bully. Let's not be that bully, because there are many ways that we're bully, not just by touching someone, not just by pushing that person out of the way, but there are other ways that we treat people that makes them feel less than they really are. Let them feel unworthy. Let them feel worthless. Be a builder. Be an architect. Raise each other up. When we see broken people, we cannot adopt and bring home every broken person. But don't do anything to contribute to their brokenness. Already bleeding, don't push the knife in any deeper. Don't do things to wound a broken person. practice kindness. Walk around in a kind spirit. And a person may say, you're kind, and if you're too kind, people will exploit you, people will use you, people will do this, people will do that. But there is a way for us to be kind and compassionate without opening your door and letting people step into your inner part of your life, your inner being, to hurt you. Just be considerate. I was once married to someone, and one of the things I noticed with him, being young and dumb, I didn't catch it right away. He was very condescending to cab drivers, you know, the waiters and waitresses, restaurant service people. He was very condescending to those people. And he made a habit of finding fault. You walk into a restaurant and he's going to find fault. He's going to find a way to, you know, to disrespect the server, disrespect the. He always managed to do that. And I noticed that, and then finally it's catching on to me, you know, when you're young and you're dumb. I didn't agree with him, but I noticed his behavior. But of course, I had to divorce him soon after, but that's the point. But you're young and you're dumb, and you make those mistakes. So you look into someone and I realize this is coming from a deeper place in him. And he was a very insecure person, by the way. So condescending to other people made him feel important. But there's another way that makes us feel really, really important and good about ourselves. We don't have to condescend to people. We don't have to mistreat people to feel good about ourselves. When we practice kindness, when we're compassionate, when we show respect for other people and consideration for other people, we are indeed building our own self-esteem up. Do you realize that? When we can look at ourselves and say, I'm a kind-hearted person, boom, your self-esteem is going to move up. It's going to move. Okay, it's going to move up that ladder. Like, I'm really a good person inside of me. I'm really genuinely kind. I'm a kind person. I care about another person's feeling. I care about people's feelings. And I'm not running around just trying to hurt other people because other people have hurt me. People I don't know, why am I going to be hurting other people I don't even know? They haven't caused me any hurt yet, so why am I going to hurt them? So, you know, we have to, as people, stop the cycle of recycled hurting. And so today I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, in your heart, say, I'm sorry for some people that I've hurt. See their faces, hear them. It doesn't matter how they look. It doesn't matter where they went to school. It doesn't matter what they have. It doesn't matter how they speak. It doesn't matter how, whatever. Just say, I am sorry that I hurt you. I am sorry that I hurt you. I met a really dreadful woman 2 years ago. Man, this woman, she was just awful. She was just an awful person. And I tried, from the minute I laid eyes on this woman, I tried to treat her with kindness. Because I'm saying this woman has problems and this woman needs extra tender kindness. And she was not having it. She was not having my kindness. She did not like me. She could not stand the sight of me. And she just hated me, and she let me know that she hated me. But I also knew where that was coming from. And I never once said to her, you look this way or you're that way. I never once cursed at her. I never once called her a name to her face. And never once said one unkind thing to this woman. And she was extremely unkind to me. I mean, she was like a professional. She was a demonic spirit. I mean, she was like an antagonist. Well, she wasn't. She was an antagonist. She wasn't pretending to be one. And she was going to give my life hell. Okay? But in spite of all what she did, I looked at her with compassion in my heart. And I said, you know what? I really feel sorry for this woman because all of this is coming from a deeper place in her. And she's a walking wounded person. And I just felt sorry for her. But at the same time, I just want to run away from her. I just want to be gone from her. And I prayed for her kids and I prayed for her grandchildren. You know, and these are walking wounded people. So I would not ever ask her to tell me that she's sorry because she doesn't have the capacity, you know, the mental capacity or intellectual capacity to say, yes, I'm sorry for what I did to you. She just saw me and she just wanted to put some hurt on me because, well, her own, what she thought of herself and how she saw herself and her hatefulness. She hated herself. People that are hateful are not able to receive kindness. And if you cannot receive kindness, you're not able to give kindness. And that was her package. Well, most of the people around her in that little community, that was what they fed off. Self-hate, anger, resentment. Okay? But today, if those people would ever watch my show, we say to each other, I'm sorry for how I am. I want to get better. I want to be a better person. I can talk about being a black person all I want. I can talk about what the man is doing. I can talk about what other races are doing. But until we especially check ourselves and say, we need to do a better job of protecting each other emotionally. We need to be a better job of guarding each other, not inflicting pain, malicious pain in each other. Not saying the things that we say about each other, not doing the things that we do to each other. We need to be more responsible to each other. We need to look at this man and say, this man is in a crisis and he's going through a hard life. Let me be kinder to him. Let me not exploit him or use him or demonize him and let him feel worse than he already is feeling. Let me treat him as a human being. This is a human being. It doesn't mean that you have to get into bed with people and hug up to them. No, just treat people with some respect. Just treat people with some respect. And men, look at the women. Say, this could be my mother, this could be my sister, this could be my aunt. She is someone's mother, someone's grandmother, someone's sister. Let me treat her differently. Let me treat her with some compassion. And even if the woman, if she could be the raging demonic spirit, wild eye, still deal with them with compassion. Deal with compassion. And so today is a day of national validation. National, I'm sorry. And I want people to be just telling each other, I'm sorry how I treated you. I really am. But if you say it, mean it. If you say it, mean it. And if you mean it, then you change your behavior. Maybe not to the person, you change your behavior, but in the future, you just say, I'm going to treat people differently. I've always maintained it's better that people mistreat me than when I mistreat people. I prefer to know that someone is mistreating me maliciously than I'm mistreating another person. That's just how I feel. I don't want to know that I'm in bed asleep and someone is angry and upset because of how I treated them. And it can say, man, that woman lied to me. That woman did this to me. That woman said this thing to me. This woman is bad, and she hurt my feelings, and I trusted her, and she did this, and she did that. I don't want to be the person inflicting that kind of an emotional damage and wearing on someone else. I don't want to be that person. And if I can say I don't want to be that person, take a clue and say, you know what, I want to bring my behavior back. And I, as I said before earlier in my show, in the days when I was young and dumb, I did my share of damaging people. Because yeah, I was just part of the culture. This is how people do things. You hurt me, I hurt the next person, and we just move it down the road, and we're not concerned because that's how it's done. And then at some point, you have to grow up and say, wait a minute. I'm just planting the same ugly seeds over and over again. And I'm causing the same thing over and over again. And at some point, you have to say, pull back and stop. I don't want to do this. Pull back and stop. I don't want to do this. Because you know, whatever we sow in life, we will reap it. And so when we sow the bad seeds and do the wrong things, that's another thing to look at. Not only will we deal with the consequences, but our grandchildren and our children and our generation will have to deal with the consequences because we've planted some really ugly seeds. So they're going to feast on some ugly fruits. Ladies, if you purpose yourself to treat the men that you encounter badly, scheming on them, take things from them, lying to them, double dealing with them, hating them, talking badly about them. There was a man I met and he was in his car, he was crying. He says, I want to go home, ma'am. And it says, he's crying and says, I have my children at home and I want to go home to see my children, but I know what's waiting for me in my house when I get there. He says, I've been at work. I'm coming home from work. All I want to do is to go home and have a peaceful evening in my home. All I want to go home is just have a peaceful evening with my children, but I know what's waiting for me in my house. I'm sitting here in my car. And I'm crying because I want to go home and I can't go home because I am afraid of what is waiting for me when I put the key in my door at my house. No one should ever have to be afraid to go home, man or woman or children, because the person in the house or the environment in the home, the atmosphere in the home, is so charged and toxic that you're scared to go home. I've had women say the same thing. You don't know what I have to deal with when I go home. You don't know what I have to put up with when I go home. No one should be afraid to go home. No one should be afraid. You work all day long. The end of the day, you should be able to go home, relax, eat, and have some peace and quiet. You weren't out there running the street. You're out there working. And the man says, ma'am, I cannot leave because I can't leave my children behind. I work, so I can't afford to take the kids and leave because I can't look after my children myself and work. I have to work. He says, I am into a nightmare. This is not good. Ladies, don't do this. Don't do this to the father of your children. Don't do this because you have picked up the same warring spirit from your mama and your auntie and your grandmother and your neighbors. And so you find... One person told me that he literally had to have his wife locked up and have a judge impose a kind of an order on her that if she ever picked, lift her hands to him again, he will lock her up and give her 4 years in prison. So every time this is a man who drives a Greyhound. Every time he comes home and she wants to do exactly what her mom did to her boyfriends and her husbands, the same thing, pick up a lamp at him and doing all these kinds of things. And this man says, to be afraid to go home to see my child because I have this wild thing in my house waiting for me who wants to assault me. So now when I walk into my house and she acts up and decides to pick up the lamp after me, I just said, okay, 911, because she doesn't want to go to prison for 4 years. Can you imagine having to deal with that in your home every day? You come home from a long, how many hours driving, trying to make a life for you and your family, and this is what you come home to. And anger management have not helped this woman, according to what he told me when I did speak to him. But I'm just not talking about what women are doing now. Men, you're doing the same thing. You're terrorizing the women. You're running around. You're sleeping with everything. And you're lying and you're cheating and you're playing the games. You're doing the same thing. And then you blame the man. When you're the one, you're tearing down your household. You're planting the same negative seeds in your children. Like daddy does. Son going to grow up to do the same thing. What mom does, daughter going to grow up to be the same thing. Our dad treats mom, daughter is going to be angry and want to treat man the same way you're treating the mom. Same negative, ugly cycle. So today is a day of saying no to all of these toxic behaviors and say, you know what, I want to change. I want to change. I want to turn over a new leaf. I want to start acting and treating each other differently. Look at each other differently. Look at the struggles that each of you have to go through. I look at my black men differently because I see the struggles that they go through. I look at my black women differently because I see the struggles that they go through. I live into a neighborhood. And in my neighborhood, there I am the real minority in my neighborhood. I am the minority in my neighborhood. It's a very nice neighborhood. And I'm out walking my dog, minding my own business. And there are two things that I get. There are people who would look at me to make sure that I'm being... I'm in compliance and walking my dog. I have a bag and I'm picking up off of my dog, and people would pay attention to that. One person came at me with a camera one day. And so I read him the laws and he backed up off of me. The other thing that I find a lot, I'm walking my dog and I find the men are staring at me. They're staring at me like I'm a piece of meat. Now, I'm not running around in some tight, stretch pants and some bouncy clothes and this is hanging out, whatever. I'm appropriately attired. Nothing tight, nothing showing. And yet, I'm walking my dog and I get the men looking at me like I'm a piece of meat. Like they feel like, okay, if I back up for the right price, I could have that. And I feel really disrespected. I really do. I feel really, really disrespected when this happens. Yesterday, I'm walking home with my dog, and I had the same thing happen to me. This man, he almost crashed his vehicle looking at me. And I'm like, I don't disrespect me this way. I could see you're not just looking at my dog. You're looking at me as a piece of meat. Why? I'm easy because I'm a black woman. And it's upsetting. So you have to deal with all of this And then you deal with the people that are that's supposed to be close to you, and they're actively damaging you as well. They're doing all that they can to hurt you. They're doing all that they can to damage you. And like, give me some relief. And ladies, I know that many of you, when you listen to my show, you will agree with me. There are people who have purposely set themselves up just to damage you. You're already damaged, and they just want to just open up and widen your wounds. When we're supposed to, rather than just be the, we're the salt, and we're supposed to be healing. We're supposed to be making each other feel better about ourselves. We're supposed to have those conversations where we validate each other, just to let each other feel better as human beings and say, you know what? Yeah, we have passed, and it's, the past is not great, but I overcame. I overcame. I've got delivered from my ignorance. I get delivered from this cultural, negative cultural migration of negativity. I got delivered from all of that. And I'm now, I'm a tree planted in the garden. I'm a daughter of Zion. And I must be a son of Zion and say, let's treat each other differently. You know, the worst thing a person can do to me is treat me with suspicions. Because when you treat me with suspicions, you're saying to me that when you're easy and I don't trust you, you're cheap and easy. You're questioning my integrity. You're questioning my worthiness. You're questioning my self-esteem. You're questioning me as a person. And by you questioning me as a person, you're making me feel badly. I've dealt with that a lot. I dealt with that my whole life, where people just, you know, like, when you look at me, what do you see, a mattress? When people look at me, what do you see? Do you see a mattress? No, I'm not a mattress. No. I've fought this my whole life, and I know what it feels like. I know, you ladies, I know what it feels like when people just treat you with disrespect, because jealousy is a compliment, but you know something? It is not always a compliment. When people are just suspicious of you, they see you say hi to somebody, oh, that's somebody you want to sleep with. Somebody say hi to you, oh, that's somebody that you want. Oh, that's somebody that you're going to be with. It's hurtful. It's hurtful and it's damaging. It's hurtful and it's damaging. I know we're into the easy, come, hit it and quit it mentality. This is where we are in society. Many people are there. But there are some people who value themselves above that. There are people who value themselves above, I'm just a mattress, and if the price is right, and if the opportunity presents itself, and if it's good, then there are people who say, no, I value myself above that. And so, therefore, I mean, I know that we are influenced by the behavior, the common behavior that we see every day and we hear every day. We're influenced by that. You know what I mean? There are some men that I would say hi to. And my dog, she's so friendly, and my dog likes to be friends with people. And as a result of that, I find that I say hi to these people. You know what I mean? But I don't get personal with them because I'm not trying to be personal with them. I'm trying to meet them beyond just being a neighbor. Hi, how are you doing? That's all I need. Hi, how you doing? Could you have me move this chair? Thank you very much. And people must know that this is the boundaries. We're supposed to be social. We're supposed to be able to say hi to people. We're supposed to be able to just sit and have a conversation quickly with a person, which I don't do because I don't have time for conversation. I don't have time to just be around people like that. But for those of you who have the time, and most of the people, if I did try to talk to them, I can't speak to them because we are worlds apart in our beliefs and everything. So there is no point in it. It's a waste of time. I know how to waste my time other than try to talk to some people. But that's just me. I'm not talking about myself anymore. I'm talking about you ladies out there, you gentlemen out there. You know, you have to start having a different conversation with each other. Not the same whole recycled who's sleeping with who. And who want to sleep with who, and how men, stop bragging about how many women you sleep with. By the way, you think the number of women you sleep with make you a great person? Is it supposed to make you feel good that you've slept with so many broken women? I once told a gentleman who told me, says, I had four women living with me. And it made me angry that this person would brag, because for four women living with you and being in some, you're talking women who are extremely emotionally broken. Something is wrong with these women. And you exploited their brokenness and you're proud of it? There's nothing to be proud of. Now, I would have looked at him differently if he had said, I had opportunity to be with all four of them, but I knew that these were wounded women and I didn't want to exploit and take advantage of them. So I treated them like the way I want my sisters to be treated. But he didn't. The way how one day I would have my daughters and want men to treat my daughters and my granddaughters, but he didn't do that. Instead of that, he brags about it. I was in this neighborhood, and the main thing that these men sat around and talked about is how many women they're sleeping with. I would listen to them, and I would watch, and I'm like, and this is making you feel proud? You have a wife at home, and you're sleeping with this, you're sleeping with that, and you're trying to tell me? Why are you telling me this? So we've got to change the kind of conversation that we have with each other, about each other, the way we treat each other, and start bringing a little respect back into our culture. Bring some respect back into our culture. Start treating each other differently. And if there's one thing I could contribute to this Black History Month, as we're winding it down, I'm like, I don't know what, the 7th, the 25th, day of the month already, it's almost over. If it's one thing that I would say is treat each other with respect. And it doesn't matter how disrespectful that person is to themselves. If someone is disrespecting themselves, don't jump into the lake and just treat them as you think they deserve. Treat them with respect. Say no to that desire just to conquer and misuse. Anyway, I'm coming down to, you know, my final almost 3 minutes of my show. And my first couple minutes on the air went kind of crazy because my microphone was not working. And it was not a good thing. And I thank you so much for allowing me again into your home and into your lives. And I pray that, you know, for those of you who would listen to my show, that you would find it at least a little enlightening, that I have put a little bit of a nugget in your ears. So you want to say, let me think about this. And the next time you pick up your phone to text a woman just because you want to use her, say, no, I don't want to do that. I just don't want to be that person. I just want to kill this appetite off. The next time, ladies, that you pick up your phone and say, I just want to call him up and, you know, see if he go take me shopping. And, you know, please. Saying I want to treat myself better. I'm not a piece of meat. My body is not for sale. My body is not for bartering. I should not be doing this. Don't play games. Because the games are going to come back to you. It's better to do without sometimes than game people. Whatever it is. It's better to, I mean, somebody told me some years ago she was involved in some criminal activity. She said, but I have Louis Vuitton purse. I look at her and it says, Louis Vuitton purse? So you're doing something so despicable so you can have a Louis Vuitton purse? A piece of leather? Change the value. Change the things that are important to you. Think of integrity. Think of honesty. Think of what you do to your spirit. Think of what you do to your community. Think of what we do to each other. Don't talk about stop killing each other when you're actively killing each other off. Don't talk about kill police and kill this and kill that when you're killing each other off. I'm going to talk about the police situation, law enforcement situation another time also, but today is not for that discussion. I'm talking about picking up in your spirit and saying, I'm sorry to someone today. Validate someone. See someone how they could actually be. Maybe that person is not yet. Maybe they don't dress right, don't speak right, don't act right. But see them as how they could actually become. Come that. See them how they can actually become. It's like you pass a whole home and a whole house. So I like the house. But see it. Become a visionary and say, you know, this thing, if it was really, really repaired, could be a place of beauty. It could be something worthwhile. This is how we have to start looking at people rather than just dismissing them and using them and throwing them aside and wounding them. It's like you're setting fire to a beautiful home just because it's not, you know, perfectly repaired and it has some disrepair on it, it has some wear on it. It has some issue going with it. Let us see ourselves as ambassadors of goodness, of wholeness. Let us, the next person that we talk to, we encounter, leave them feeling better about themselves. Leave them feeling better for having encountered us. Leave them feeling better for having known us. Let them say, I want to make a change. Let them feel differently. And I thank you. Thank you very much. Have a blessed evening.